From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Friends of suspected gunmen react in Tennessee.
Before you knew it, I saw him raise his gun, and then I saw him take one shot, and then I just saw him take consistent shots after that.
An unidentified witness of the shootings yesterday where four U.S. Marines were killed and two other servicemen wounded at two military facilities in the southern city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. The gunman was also killed. The attacks occurred at a Marine Corps recruiting station and a Navy operational support center. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
Law enforcement sources say the shooter was 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz. An FBI source tells VOA that he was Kuwaiti and was a naturalized U.S. citizen. Colonel Warren said the shooter selected military centers with lighter security.
We have our recruiting centers set up in places easily accessible to the public, for example, a strip mall.
He said the military has made no adjustment to nationwide force protection levels at this time, but was working with law enforcement agencies to determine if any adjustments are needed. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Kagan Wagner is a friend of the suspected shooter.
It's awful. But I want people to know that he wasn't always like this. He was a completely different person growing up.
President Obama promised an investigation into the attack will be thorough and prompt. Twin blasts rocked a market in the northeast Nigerian town of Gombe, leaving nearly 50 dead. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks that targeted a market crowded with customers doing some last-minute shopping on the eve of the Eid festival, marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. The blasts resembled attacks carried out by Boko Haram Islamic militants. This is VOA News. The Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a police checkpoint near Saudi Arabia's capital of Riyadh. The militants control large parts of Iraq and Syria and have been trying to expand its presence in Saudi Arabia. The Sunni extremist group claimed two May suicide bombings that killed 25 people at Saudi Shiite mosques. The Obama administration is continuing its efforts to sell the Iran nuclear agreement to skeptical allies as diplomats move ahead with preparations to ratify the deal in the UN Security Council. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his counterpart, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir, whose government is alarmed about the deal with regional rival Iran.
We all look forward to an agreement that prevents Iran from acquiring a nuclear capability, that has a robust and continuous inspections regime.
Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond sparred publicly with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said it's a flawed agreement. Mr. Hammond said he understood Mr. Netanyahu's concerns, but also said the West is not naive about Iran. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is widely expected to reshuffle his cabinet in the next few days, now that Greece has won an increase on the cap for its emergency funding from the European Central Bank, the cap set at $978 million. The effect of the crisis is felt throughout the country, including the Attica Zoo in Athens. Jean-Jacques Lesueur is the founder of the park.
Dolphins. We consume about 50 tons of frozen fish per year for our dolphins and seals and our pelicans, our penguins. So this comes from Holland, and it will have to be paid cash in advance. Right now, we can't do anything. Account is blocked. We cannot get money out of the country.
The stakes, he says, are fairly high.
I hope we will get the authorization if, the restrictions are still in place. I do hope we will get the authorization to pay and get them in because, we're speaking of, life and death for certain animals.
Athens says the new European funding will permit the reopening of banks that have been closed since late June. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has called last year's downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 a ruthless terrorist attack and said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia, a fact that Russia vehemently denies. U.S. President Obama becomes the first sitting president to visit a federal prison as part of his push for fairer justice system and prison reform. Mr. Obama traveled Thursday to El Reno Prison in the western state of Oklahoma, where he will meet separately with law enforcement officials and nonviolent drug offenders. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.